Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. I'll tell you why it's a great day, particularly if you live in the great Northwest. One of the most obnoxious, visible, disgusting homeless encampments cleared away. It's all happening. Except guess what? There's fervent opposition to this clearance of a homeless encampment in a park, a very popular public park in Green Lake, because the folks are being placed in shelters and little tiny houses and having to move away from Green Lake Park just days before Christmas. Is it the right thing to do? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. By the way, spoiler alert, of course it's the right thing to do. What are we talking about? President Biden speaking about the state of the COVID-19 pandemic and what it means about the spread, incredibly rapid spread, of the Omicron variant in the United States. He's taking questions from the press right now. Let's listen.
Before it hit here, so we can begin to decide what we needed by looking at what's happening in other countries. But we're past that now. And so it's something that is being raised with me by the docs, and I'll have an answer for that soon.
You talk often about the importance of keeping your word of trust. Do you believe Senator Manchin kept his word to you? And how do you rebuild trust with progressives in your party to advance your legislation now?
You know, I told you before, you've heard me say this before, some people think maybe I'm not Irish because I don't hold a grudge. Look, I want to get things done. I still think there's a possibility of getting Build Back Better done. What I don't want to do is get into... And Joe went on TV today, and I don't know if it was TV or not. I'm told he was speaking to the liberal caucus in the House and said, Joe Biden didn't mislead you. I mislead. And so, look, I'm not looking for... Let me say something. You saw what happened yesterday. All the talk about how my Build Back Better plan was going to increase inflation, going to cause these debts and all the like. What happened? Goldman Sachs and others said, if we don't pass Build Back Better, we're in trouble. Because it's going to grow the economy. Without it, we're not going to grow. And what happened? Stock prices went way down. It took a real dip. If you take a look, everybody thinks because I quoted 17 Nobel laureates saying this is going to help inflation. Think about it in terms of you're a hard-working person and you're making 60 grand if you're alone, or your mom is just on her own, or if you're making 80 grand, mom and dad 90 grand like a lot of people do. And you're worried about inflation, you should be worried about it, because it's a devastating thing for people who are working class and middle class folks. It really hurts. Where is most of the cost now? The cost is finding in gasoline, even though I was able to bring it down 12 cents a gallon, will come down more, I believe. We talked about what the cost in food prices going up, etc. But look what's in Build Back Better. Child care. You can reduce it by up to 70%. That'll be the difference between 20 million women who go on back in the workforce being able to go back if you pass it. We're talking about health care, insulin. You know, since we got 200,000 kids with type 1 diabetes. You know what it's costing? It costs somewhere between 10 cents and $10 to come up with a formula. Okay? A while ago. Right? You know what it's costing on average? $560, $640 a month, up to $1,000 a month. What do you do if you're a mom and a dad working with minimum wage, busting your neck? You look at your kid, and you know if you don't get that vaccine for him, if you don't get that drug for him, if you don't get that be able to take that, what happens? You're likely to go into a coma, maybe die. Not only do you put the kid's life at stake, you strip away all the dignity or parent looking at their child. I'm not joking about this. Imagine being a parent looking at a child and you can't afford. You have no house to borrow against. You have no savings. It's wrong. But all the things in that bill are going to reduce prices and costs for middle class and working class people. It's going to reduce their costs. What's inflation? Having to pay more than the money you have because things have gone up. Well, bring down all those costs across the board from child care to a child care tax credit. But I'm not supposed to be having this press conference.
Press sounds very eager.
Did Senator Manchin break his commitment to you? When you announced the framework, the White House says that all 50 senators were believed to get behind it, all 50 Democratic senators. So did Senator Manchin break his commitment to you?
Senator Manchin, I'm going to get something done. Thank you.
Boy, it's every and obviously they would like President Biden to speak longer. That was not a scheduled press conference of any kind. And he allowed three questions, and again, you could hear some emotion from the president, which is appropriate given the fact that he's just had the. Certainly one of the biggest epic defeats, along with the disaster in Afghanistan. The failure of Build Back Better, of course, President Biden is trying to assure Americans, no, it's not a failure yet. What is fairly clear is they're not going to get this done by the end of the year. And they may not get it done, probably won't. For the rest of the year, what could put a definitive end to this would be if Kyrsten Sinema or any other Democrat joined Joe Manchin in saying, let's rethink, go back, start with square one. That's what Joe Manchin is saying today. And now, of course, people are attacking him on the left. They're attacking him fanatically. And partially they're attacking him in a way that is extraordinarily stupid for Democrats, and it's insulting and bad for the country at large. They're attacking Joe Manchin by attacking West Virginia. I mean, people like Bette Midler. Since when did Bette Midler become a political leader or a leading voice on the left? Well, she sees herself that way. She says, what Joe Manchin, who represents a population smaller than Brooklyn, has done to the rest of America, who wants to move forward, not backward, like his backward state, is horrible. He sold us out. He wants us all to be just like his state, West Virginia, poor, illiterate, and strung out. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine if some person on the right insulted liberals this way, saying, why should we pay any attention to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Why should we listen to her? She represents a district that is poor, illiterate, and strung out. And by the way, if you look at the AOC's district in the South Bronx, it's not, the idea is that it is wrong to hold people with whom you disagree in contempt, or to suggest that people deserve contempt because they're not college graduates, or because they're poor. I mean, isn't one of the basic ideas of the Democratic Party and of the liberal persuasion of Bette Midler, isn't that idea supposed to be compassion for poor people, not contempt? 1-800-955-1776. She has since issued an apology, also on Twitter. We will bring that to you and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, it is beginning to feel a little bit like a holiday season, despite all of the difficulties. Certainly it is for the movie industry. The success of the latest Spider-Man film has been phenomenal. It's so successful, there are a lot of theaters where literally you can't get seats. And the new Spider-Man with Tom Holland and Zendaya, $253 million in its opening weekend. Third biggest opening of all time. If Somebody has a theory on why Spider-Man in particular, I know it's everything is Marvel, superheroes, and there's sort of a consistent success pattern, I think you could say there, but it wasn't so great for Black Widow. Really, that did not do as well. And to take a look at the second Wonder Woman was also not overwhelming. Why this particular film? Why this moment? If somebody has a thought on that, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. And speaking of the movie and entertainment industry, Bette Midler attacked Joe Manchin by attacking his home state of West Virginia. And West Virginia, by the way, you don't have to believe everything in that John Denver song about Take Me Home, West Virginia, Country Roads. That's very nostalgic. But it's a wonderful place to visit. And it is many beautiful towns. And yes, there is some ravaged landscape, which they are repairing. And they've had a lot of environmental reconstruction of some of the strip mines and things of that nature. But what a stupid and revealing thing for this very wealthy liberal in New York to say in her tweet this morning. Bette Midler proclaimed, "What Joe Manchin, who represents a population smaller than Brooklyn, has done to the rest of America, who wants to move forward, not backward, like his state, is horrible." That, by the way, is a horrible sentence. It's sort of like a German sentence, putting the verb at the end of the sentence. In any event, she says, "He sold us out. He wants us all to be just like his state, West Virginia, poor, literate, and strung out." And by the way, can we have a little bit of West Virginia pride, please? The reason we have the state of West Virginia is because the people who opposed slavery, who understood that slavery was a profound evil, who understood that breaking up the Union was the wrong thing to do, the people who did not put up statues everywhere of Confederate heroes who fought on the other side of the war, they broke away from Virginia. Virginia seceded from the Union. And then there were a lot of West Virginians, tough mountain people, who said, "No, we're not pulling out of the Union. We're staying with the Union." And again, some credit for that good decision, proper decision by the citizens of West Virginia. So maybe with that in mind, Bette Midler apologizes. She says, "I apologize to the good people of West Virginia for my last outburst. I'm just seeing red. Joe Manchin and his whole family are a criminal enterprise." Okay, even if you're seeing red, to attack Joe Manchin and his whole family after fairly popular acclaimed and very successful service as a governor of the state and as a three-term U.S. senator, really? She says, "Is he really the best West Virginia has to offer its own citizens? Surely there's someone there who has the state's interests at heart, not his own." I mean, it just says, and then it adds in the coverage of this on The Hill, "Manchin has been criticized for his continued financial involvement in Enner Systems, Inc., a coal brokerage firm which he founded in the 1980s and handed control of to his son in 2000. The senator still owns millions worth of stock in the firm and earns annual dividends. Last year, Midler criticized Senate Majority Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, naturally, using an image of McConnell listing Kentucky's low national rankings in things like education, employment, and economic opportunity." Okay. And what does that indicate? It indicates Democrats saying that you should favor the rich and rich states over poor states. Why? Because they're rich. Which, by the way, if a conservative attempted to follow that policy, it would be deeply, deeply criticized. Speaking of deeply criticized, do we have some of Joe Biden's comments from this morning ready to go? Okay, this was the basis of his statement, which was fairly emotional. He claimed, I'm going to give it to you straight from the shoulder. And then he was pushing very hard the cause of vaccines, booster shots, and protection against Omicron. Listen to the President of the United States.
How concerned should you be about Omicron, which is now the dominant variant in this country, and it happened so quickly? The answer is straightforward. If you're not fully vaccinated, you have good reason to be concerned. You're at a high risk of getting sick. And if you get sick, you're likely to spread it to others, including friends and family. The unvaccinated have a significantly higher risk of ending up in a hospital or even dying. Almost everyone who has died from COVID-19 in the past many months has been unvaccinated. Unvaccinated. But if you're among the majority of Americans who are fully vaccinated, and especially if you've gotten the booster shot, that third shot, you have much less reason to worry. You have a high degree of protection against severe illness. Because Omicron spreads so easily, we'll see some fully vaccinated people get COVID, potentially in large numbers. There will be positive cases in every office, even here in the White House, among the vaccinated from Omicron. But these cases are highly unlikely to lead to serious illness. Vaccinated people who get COVID may get ill, but they're protected from severe illness and death. That's why you should still remain vigilant. According to our doctors, even if you're fully vaccinated, you should wear a mask when indoors and in public settings. Wearing a mask provides extra protection for you and those around you. And I know some Americans are wondering if you can safely celebrate the holidays with your family and friends. The answer is yes, you can.
Okay. He says, yes, you can, assuming that you're fully vaccinated and that you take proper precautions. I don't think anybody is thinking about, not the president even himself, about wearing masks as you're sitting under the Christmas tree or sitting around a Christmas table. That should not be necessary. But some kind of reaction, taking care of the 40 million, and yet there are 40 million unvaccinated adults right now, that's crucial. And is that a legitimate goal for government? 1-800-955-1776. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kellogg's union workers are approving a new labor contract. Kellogg's and the bakery, confectionery, tobacco workers, and grain millers union both announced on Tuesday 1,400 workers will be back to work next week. The new labor contract is a five-year agreement that includes raises and better benefits. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is announcing he's deploying up to 500 of the state's National Guard to hospitals to help with the surge of COVID-19 cases, amid a staffing shortage. Massachusetts Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutters explains how those troops will assist the hospitals.
We've lost 500 acute care beds in Massachusetts because of staffing shortages. So by providing the non-medical side of the core, we'll hopefully allow them the ability to open up additional beds.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, still responding to President Biden's press availability this morning that was brief, and his longer statement. And the statement really was about something that I think is on the mind of most Americans, or anybody who is paying attention to the world around us, which is this devastating, very, very easy to catch, very easy to transmit variant of the Omicron variant, and what it means for the whole world. Because, of course, this is not just the United States. We are concerned mostly about the United States. Well, it's a huge disaster in Britain and a disaster for Boris Johnson's government. And they're going back to lockdowns. They're going back to lockdowns all across the United States. And Again, I know of schools, and not here in Seattle, but schools where the rate of infection is much higher than it ever was back at the beginning of the pandemic or during its highest stages. It's devastating. The good news is that, especially, again, as the president says, for vaccinated people, the consequences of getting infected are much less severe and may even be as mild as the president suggested. And that's particularly true for children. But that's why it's so important to get the vaccines now. And what's amazing to me is I know there are people out there, oh, Medved, he's promoting the vaccines again. Well, okay, let's say you want to do a rational, responsible, smart American response to this new upsurge in COVID-19 cases, where they're predicting a tremendous increase and a much higher rate of infection than we've ever had so far. So what do you do in response to that? What's the right thing to do? And again, the idea that you just pretend that, okay, you're going to get COVID and you'll be fine, is that smart? Is that an intelligent way to respond, really? And what the president is trying to do is to go back to the one thing that we know, and we do know that it is very likely to reduce the death and suffering, not necessarily reduce the rate of infection, but to reduce the death and suffering very dramatically is getting vaccinated. And yes, and that goes for children now, too, at least most children. And the notion that somehow more vaccinations would hurt the country, in other words, there's no easy solution. But getting a higher number of people vaccinated, and most countries, or many countries, including countries much less wealthy than the United States, have higher rates of vaccination than we do. Why would it be worse for the United States to get more people vaccinated? Doesn't that help? No, it doesn't solve everything. It's not a panacea. We're not home free. But it helps. It's going to leave more room in hospitals for other things, put less pressure on our healthcare system. Here is more of what the president had to say on this subject this morning, President Biden.
And again, to folks who are not vaccinated, you might think you're putting only yourself at risk. But it's your choice. Your choice is not just a choice about you. It affects other people. You're putting other people at risk. Your loved ones, your friends, neighbors, strangers you run into. And your choice can be the difference between life or death. The longer the virus is around, the more likely variants form that may be deadlier than the ones that have come before. Let me say again and again and again and again, please get vaccinated. It's the only responsible thing to do. Those who are not vaccinated are causing hospitals to become overrun again. I just spoke to the governor of New York. Every COVID-19 hospital means someone with a heart attack, cancer, or other serious illness may not get that bed and that life-saving care they need in the hospital. Look, let me give it to you straight again. Omicron is serious, potentially deadly business for unvaccinated people. Let me be clear. Thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community, America is one of the first countries to get the vaccine. And thanks to my administration and the hard work of Americans, we led a rollout and made America among the world leaders in getting shots in arms. But uptake slowed this summer as vaccine resistance among some hardened. Look, the unvaccinated are responsible for their own choices. But those choices have been fueled by dangerous misinformation on cable TV and social media. You know, these companies and personalities are making money by peddling lies and allowing misinformation that can kill their own customers and their own supporters. It's wrong. It's immoral. I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it. Stop it now.
Tough words. Does that represent President Biden doing something unthinkable or inappropriate? Well, one of the things that is unquestionably true is, does he have the kind of standing that could really make a difference in getting some of the unvaccinated vaccinated? Question is, fact is, he doesn't. There's a new poll, which we're going to get to. It's a poll of the most admired person in the world. Who is it where they ask very directly, do you believe, what man that you have heard or read about living today in any part of the world do you admire most? And they separate this into male and female. And the most admired person in the world today, this according to Americans, is Donald Trump, with Barack Obama close second. Usually the president is the most admired. Biden has less than one-third of the admiration level, if you can call it that, of Donald Trump. Donald Trump has three times more people. But Trump is 18%. That means one out of five. So we know that. There are a lot of people who really, really admire President Trump. I do think, and I've said this all year, frankly, that it would be enormously helpful for President Obama, President Biden, pardon me, President Obama's second most admired, to actually try to use the second most admired and most admired person in the world, the two most recent ex-presidents, yes, Donald Trump, and yes, Barack Obama, to reach some of the people who are vaccine resistant. And basically, not to shame them, not to guilt them, but to basically talk about doing something, and he even said it this morning, said this is doing something for yourself, for your family, for the people around you, and for your country. Because with all of this going on, is there somehow a better way to reduce the impact on the United States to help us come back from what appears to be an already well underway new surge? 1-800-955-1776. There's also new controversy about Dr. Fauci. And somebody who said at a conservative gathering, basically that we should get an ambush and a kill shot for Dr. Fauci. The term kill shot is unforgivable. It's just wrong. But I'm not sure Dr. Fauci's response is that great either. And then also we have more on this most admired male and female. So who's the most admired female in the whole wide world? No, it's not Oprah Winfrey, but she's up there. You'll be surprised at number two. We'll get to this coming up on the Med. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Show. One of the reasons I find it fascinating to actually take a look at this new Gallup poll, they do this every year. They ask people, who's the person in the world you admire most? And they don't prompt you. They don't give you a list to choose from. You have to come up with names yourself. And the way they ask the question exactly is, imagine somebody asking you this question. What man that you have heard or read about living today in any part of the world, do you admire most? And again, it's widely split. I mean, Donald Trump wins, and he's finished in the top 10 among the most admired people in the world 10 different times. Barack Obama has finished in the top 10 15 different times. The president almost always is in the top 10. Whoever the president is. This time, the one figure who is in the top four, who isn't a president or former president, guess who it would be? It's often Billy Graham used to finish in the top of these lists of most admired people when he was alive. And he did so many, many times. In fact, let me look that up here. Billy Graham finished in the top 10 more than anybody else ever, 61 times. That's amazing. Ronald Reagan was second, 31 times. And Joe Biden is third this year. It's Donald Trump, number one. Barack Obama, number two. Joe Biden, number three. And part of what's going on here with presidents ranking so high is when you're thinking about famous people and somebody's just asked you a question and you haven't been probing deeply in it, those are the names that come to mind. If you like the president, you're going to probably name him. 6% named Joe Biden. And right after Joe Biden, Trump, Obama, Biden, Dr. Fauci. Yeah, that's right. Dr. Fauci ahead of Pope Francis, and then Elon Musk. Then all tied for, what is it, 10th place or 7th place, actually. Bernie Sanders, Bill Gates, LeBron James. Is there anybody out there who thinks that the one person you admire most, the one male, is LeBron James? Really? And LeBron James slightly ahead of the Dalai Lama. Both of them exalted and serious religious leaders, of course. That's amazing. And This goes back again to people who've been on the list multiple times. And because that actually has to do with staying power at the top of the list, it's a little bit more respectable. Billy Graham, by far the most top 10 finishes, 61, which means basically his entire adult life, or most of his adult life. Followed by Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Pope John Paul II, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Dwight Eisenhower, Richard Nixon, George Herbert Walker Bush, Harry Truman, Nelson Mandela, Ted Kennedy, Winston Churchill, George W. Bush, Colin Powell, Barack Obama, and then Douglas MacArthur. Okay, and for women, the number one finisher and winning by a pretty large margin is Michelle Obama, who, by the way, because she's been more quiet, not so much in the news, and certainly not outspoken politically. Democrats who are worried about their future and worried about running for president with either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris at the head of your ticket, that's going to be a very, very tough race for either Biden or Kamala Harris. And the one candidate who obviously, and I think Democrats know this, would give them their best chance of actually winning would probably be Michelle Obama. And if you look at her position, 13 times she's been among the top 10 most admired women in this world, and this time she wins. Kamala Harris finishes second. And this again goes to that whole idea that America is incurably racist, we are deeply committed to systemic and cultural racism, racism of every kind. And the top five finishers each count as ethnic minorities, I think. Michelle Obama, number one. Kamala Harris, number two. Your two top five. Two of your top finishers, the number one, number two, are both black. Melania Trump, they're 4% of people who admire Melania Trump most. And she's followed by Oprah Winfrey and Angela Merkel. I was teasing about Melania Trump being an ethnic minority, but if you count Slovenian, apparently she speaks Slovenian at home to Barron, who is bilingual. He knows Slovenian, he knows English. Good for him. In any event, Melania Trump at number three on this list. And by the way, and after Angela Merkel, then a lot of folks were more controversial. For the women, Hillary Clinton, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Queen Elizabeth II, Amy Coney Barrett, and Greta Thunberg. I cannot even believe it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, Greta Thunberg was on the list last year. She's been on it twice. She's 19 yet? I don't think she's 20. And Greta Thunberg has accomplished so much that's been so valuable, and this is why people admire her most.
How dare you!
Yeah, it's, well, okay, considering how dare you, I mentioned that Dr. Fauci is high on this list. He's also involved in a controversy now because Jesse Waters, the Fox News personality, was giving a speech to Turning Point USA's America Fest conference. It's a pun on America First. And he encouraged attendees to ambush Fauci whenever they saw him with questions about the National Institute of Health's alleged funding of gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. And what Jesse Waters said is, he said, "Now you go in for that kill shot." He once praised the QAnon movement, says The Hill in reporting this. He says, "Now you go in for that kill shot. The kill shot with an ambush. It's deadly because he doesn't see it coming. This is when you say, 'Dr. Fauci, you funded risky research at a sloppy Chinese lab, the same lab that sprung the pandemic on the world. You know why people don't trust you, don't you?' Boom! He is dead. He is dead. He is dead. He is done for." Okay. That was what Jesse Waters said, Dr. Fauci had a reaction, not surprisingly, and Dr. Fauci's reaction, well, here's first of what Jesse Waters sounded like, and we will get to Fauci's reaction. This is clip 10.
Now you're going for the kill shot. The kill shot, with an ambush, deadly, because he doesn't see it coming. This is when you say, Dr. Fauci, you funded risky research at a sloppy Chinese lab, the same lab that sprung this pandemic on the world. You know why people don't trust you, don't you? Boom! He is dead! He is dead! He's done. Now, how you do that? 30 seconds. That's all you need. 30 seconds. Now, you get that footage to us. You get it to Fox. You get it to Human Events. You get it to Breitbart. You get it to Daily Caller. You get it to the Turning Point pipeline. Get us that! That's what we want. That changes the whole conversation of the country. I've authorized it. Just make sure it's legal.
That's Jesse Waters. Here's the response from Dr. Fauci, who wasn't pleased. Clip 9. We will get to the response by Dr. Fauci. And he's demanding the firing of Jesse Waters. That's probably not the right thing for him to do, but to approve of the kind of language Jesse Waters used, kill shot, he's dead, he's dead. Listen, using that kind of language in political discourse in a time like this for our country, we deserve better as the greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.